Part 2. The Reich Consolidates. Chapter 6. The Ratlines. Considering the vast economic resources at their disposal, especially if they held dark secrets concerning advanced technology such as tactical nukes, flying saucers, or a device for manipulating energy, it is now certain that the surviving Nazi leadership wielded enough power to misdirect investigations and silence foreign governments and news organizations. There remain long-standing controversies over the proclaimed deaths of prominent Nazis, including Martin Bormann. The notorious SS doctor Josef Mengele, the Angel of Extermination at Auschwitz, and Gestapo Chief SS Gruppenführer Heinrich Gestapo Müller. According to various unsubstantiated reports, Mengele suffered a stroke while swimming and drowned in Brazil in 1979 after hiding there, as well as in Argentina and Paraguay, for decades. Another ranking SS official, Obersturmbannführer Adolf Eichmann, escaped to Argentina but was abducted to Israel in 1960, where he was convicted of war crimes and executed. Toward the end of the war, Müller distanced himself from his boss, Himmler, and moved closer to Bormann. After he slipped away from Hitler's bunker in the last days of the Reich, Müller's family declared him dead and erected a tombstone in a Berlin cemetery with the inscription, "Our Dear Daddy." However, in 1963, a court-ordered exhumation revealed that the grave contained three skeletons, none of which matched Müller's height or bone structure. But the biggest fish to get away was Reichsleiter Bormann, the ultimate power behind the Nazi super science projects and the architect of Operation Eagle Flight. In 1972, Munich Bishop Johannes Neuhausler made public a post-war church document stating that Bormann had escaped Berlin during the final days and gone to Spain by airplane. The next year, after journalist Paul Manning published an article in the New York Times detailing Bormann's escape from justice, West German officials held a news conference proclaiming that Berlin workmen had unearthed two skeletons near the ruins of the Lehrter railroad station and that one of the skeletons had been identified as Bormann. He died in 1945 trying to escape Berlin, they stated. However, the entire case for the Berlin death of Bormann rested on dental records prepared from memory by a dentist who had been a loyal Nazi for many years and the sole statement of a dental technician who had been imprisoned in Russia due to his proclaimed knowledge of Bormann's dental work.